now, it's time to beat Bernie.
It's time to beat Bernie.
Sponsored by Fearless Boilers and Pavilion Tankless Water Heaters.
You think you can beat Bernie?
Good luck.
It's time to beat Bernie.
It is time to beat Bernie. At stake, as always, a $100 gift card and a WABC Barry House coffee mug. Barry House Coffee, the official coffee of Bernie and Sid in the morning. Mario in Bayside is a medevac pilot. How cool is that? Mario, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning. How you guys doing?
All right. You live in Bayside?
Yep, Bayside, Queens.
I used to run Bell Boulevard. I ran that bitch.
Yeah, same here. Still do.
Yeah, I'm sure you and I probably bumped each other at one point. Well, anyway, it's nice of you to play today. I wish you the best of luck. Are you ready to go?
Ready to go.
All right, here we go. Here's question number one, Mario. Alexander Hamilton used the 1786 Shays Rebellion and what other rebellion in 1794 as proof of a need for a strong central government?
Shays Rebellion.
Another rebellion, yes, besides the Shays Rebellion. This one, 8 years
I'm a
later.
Blank.
All right. We'll give you a hint. You and I probably drank a lot of this on Bell Boulevard. The Whiskey Rebellion. Whiskey Rebellion. Number two, serving under the 43rd President of the United States, who was the 66th Secretary of State that has a first name which comes from an Italian musical term meaning to play with sweetness?
Can you repeat that one?
Serving under the 43rd President of the United States, it was Bush, who was the 66th Secretary of State that has a first name which comes from an Italian musical term meaning to play with sweetness? Bush's Secretary of State. Come on, black lady. Went to Notre Dame to grad school. How's she want?
Oh, Condoleezza.
Yeah, yeah. Three, the United States has two national parks labeled Grand. One is Wyoming's Grand Teton. What is the other, which is located in Arizona?
Grand Canyon.
Yes. In 1989, the Ayatollah Khomeini of Iran issued what? Ordering Muslims to kill Salman Rushdie. Issued a what? To kill, he was the author. Remember that guy, Rushdie? He wrote that book and he wanted him dead. A what?
All right.
A what?
A fatah?
A fatwa, close enough, yes. You've come on strong. Your chance here to go 4 out of 5. Which doesn't belong and why? Monica Lewinsky, Michelle Obama, Hillary Clinton.
Oh, Michelle Obama.
Wrong, you two-legged back of that.
Correct. While all three had sex with Bill Clinton, Monica Lewinsky was never the wife of the president. All right, you got 3 out of 5. 3 out of 5, right, Mario? Thank you. We'll put you on hold. The pressure is on Bernard.
I got to really do these wish doesn't. I got to put some more thought into this.
You know, once again, by the way, she's the only black one.
I know. I wrote it, and I'm like, I could have picked another first lady. Also, John O'Halloran made the point that that Monica and Hillary presumably had sexual relations with Bill.
Oh, yeah.
And don't think Michelle did, but we'll see what.
But you know what I'm saying, right?
Yeah.
Here's Bernie McGurkey's famous. Hi. How you doing, bro? You ready to play?
Yes, I am.
You got to get 4 right. Although, again, this guy answered that last question correctly if we go by one of the...
Yes, I know. But there's I think it's a bigger thing that differs.
Just get all 5 right so we don't have to worry about
yes.
this. Okay? Here we go.
Sure, let's go.
Alexander Hamilton used the 1786 Shays Rebellion and what other rebellion 8 years later in 1794 as proof of a need for a strong central government?
The Whiskey Rebellion.
Right. See? The Irish guy gets that right every time.
That's a slur.
Yes, it is. Yes. Serving under... Serving under the 43rd President of the United States, who was the 66th Secretary of State that has a first name, which comes from an Italian musical term meaning to play with sweetness.
The 43rd president, said?
Right, Bush. You know that much.
George Bush. So who was the Secretary of State, you're asking me?
And her first name to play with sweetness.
The first name to...
Went to grad school at Notre Dame. I gave him all these hints, too. He finally got it.
Wait, hold on a second.
Oh, come on! You just mentioned her, Secretary of State. Come on!
Oh, you're talking about Condoleezza Rice.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I'm thinking of a male, is what I was thinking.
Why?
Because I'm stupid.
Right.
And tired.
And, well, that's also a gender shot. I took a shot at the Irish.
Exactly.
And all of a sudden,
exactly. That was my pre. That's true. Maybe there is some preconceived bias, built-in bias.
See what I'm saying? You chauvinist. The United States has two national parks labeled Grand. One is Wyoming's Grand Teton. What is the other, which is located in Arizona?
Grand Canyon.
That's right.
Could have asked it the other way around.
Well, would have been fine. In 1989.
And by the way, you know what Grand Teton stands for?
Yes.
What?
Penis.
Well, not far.
I know.
It stands for tetas. It stands for, breasts.
Oh, I was close.
The Grand Tetons in Wyoming, they look like the Spanish.
Oh,
said
we
they
talked
look,
about
yes,
this.
They look like women's
breasts. Like a pair
breasts.
Of breasts. Like, yes, that's
right.
Funny.
Exactly. Grand Tetons.
In 1989, Bernard, the Ayatollah Khomeini of Iran issued what? Ordering Muslims to kill...
Fatwa.
Who they wanted to kill, though?
Fat ass. It was, we interviewed him. You and I interviewed Salman Rushdie.
Oh, we did interview Salman
Rushdie.
Come on,
I even read that book. That
he was good.
He was in studio with us. It was actually...
I don't think he was in studio.
Yes, he was.
He was. He absolutely was. Yep.
Wow. I don't remember.
Are you currently smoking marijuana or something?
No, but I mean, it's 5 years ago.
I mean, when Salman Rushdie comes to your studio...
I remember he was
on. You don't
on,
forget that.
And we were nervous. We're like, oh, my God, what if they still want to kill him? The Iranians.
Who would think of that?
John Kerry, thank God he did a deal.
It was actually a lot of fun.
It was fun. All right, so you get this right. Now, this one you can't get wrong.
Okay.
It's a witch doesn't belong and why? Because you can't get it wrong because there are so many ways to go with it. So we got to fix this. Which doesn't belong and why? Monica Lewinsky?
Right.
Michelle Obama?
Mm-hmm.
Hillary Clinton?
Well, well, you could certainly say Michelle Obama because she
black.
Was black.
Right.
Bill Clinton, both of them, Michelle Obama never had sex with Bill Clinton is, I think, the answer.
No, she did. Actually, all three did, but Monica Lewinsky is the only one who wasn't a former first lady.
Yeah, you're right.
I really got to dig.
While all three had sex with Bill Clinton, only Monica Lewinsky was never a first lady. So you won 5-4. You both played well. Say hello to Mario and Bayside, Menard.
What's up, Mario?
Hey, what's up, Bernie? Great show.
Thank you, sir. Good effort there. Sorry you didn't win the $100.
Yeah, lost it on the first one.
How are things in Bayside? I'm sorry.
My crew's behind me, and one of my crew members had the first one. He didn't give it to me, though.
Oh, I see. The people are out there. They're slick. You got to get the answer quickly from them.
We're honest.
Well, listen, Mario, just a quick question. How are things in Bayside? I mean, with the pandemic over, everything open, things back to normal?
Yeah, the bars are open. Everything's good. Hopefully, they stay open later now.
They still have that that Uno's Pizzeria there. That's always a popular spot.
That's gone.
Oh, really? That's gone. Well, it sucked anyway.
But you were a medevac helicopter pilot.
Yeah.
Did you ever transport Mr. Imus?
Yeah, we worked for Northwell Health.
All right. Well, thank you, Mario. Thank you for playing today.
Wow. That's an impressive job.
That is an impressive job. Yeah.
You kind of gloss over it like it ain't no thing.
Well... I did at the beginning of the conversation tell him great job, but you're right. I didn't go back with you. And
give no, you didn't. Night, I mean, so. Does he have a military background? I mean, how did he, you don't care.
You want to book him tomorrow
just
for 840?
Don't care, do
hey,
you?
Can we book Mario tomorrow for 840?
Shut up.
It's done.
Shut up.
1-800-848-WABC.
Well, actually, that's ironic you say that.
Why?
Because we have Greg Kelly tomorrow, who also...
He was a pilot in the Marine Corps.
There you go.
No, sorry, Mario. We're booked up.
We're
all
Greg
booked
Kelly,
up.
Right.
We have our quota of pilots for tomorrow.
1-800-848-9222. We'll close it out. Your chance to Bernie to talk to Bernie and Sid is next. That's funny.
Beat Bernie. Sponsored by Fearless Boilers and Pavilion Tankless Water Heaters on 77 WABC.